So again, finding that stable, comfortable sitting or standing posture where you can be relaxed and alert. Building on the foundation of equanimity that we've already been cultivating, tuning into the body. And recognizing any sense of stability, of ease, of balance, perhaps calm. And resting the attention on the experience of breathing for a few moments. Inviting the rhythm of breathing in and breathing out to settle and calm the body, heart, and mind. Sitting like a mountain, stable, strong, grounded. Connecting with your own capacity to experience equanimity, this state of balance, ease, and calm, free from greed, free from grief. Resting right in the middle. Balanced and at ease. And then from this state of equanimity, to whatever extent you can contact it, bringing to mind now the presence of this so-called difficult person. Anyone in your life who you're close to, but have some kind of issue with, some way that you might like them to be different. Different as a person, different in how they relate to you. Any kind of person with whom there's some kind of stickiness, or challenge, wishing things to be otherwise. Inviting this person here in the room with you today. Imagine them sitting wherever feels appropriate, perhaps in front of you or to one side, perhaps even out in the doorway, just on the edge of the room. Noticing any response in your own body and heart and mind as you connect with the presence of this difficult person. noticing if there's any kind of reactivity and inviting it to relax, to release. And if there's some kind of residue of reactivity, practicing acceptance. May I open to how it is right now, because this is how it is right now. And as you continue to sit in the presence of the difficult person, touching into aspects of who they are or how they are that may be challenging for you in some way. Inwardly, silently acknowledging those challenges. Any ways that you wish them to be otherwise, or wish the situation to be otherwise. And at the same time, acknowledging how much you care about this person. How deeply you wish them well. Putting a hand on your heart if it's helpful and connecting to your own heart center. As you acknowledge to this difficult person, I care about you, but I cannot live your life for you. Your happiness or unhappiness depends upon your actions, not upon my wishes for you. Noticing how it feels in your own body and heart and mind as you connect with this truth. I care about you, but I cannot live your life for you. Your happiness or unhappiness depends upon your actions, not upon my wishes for you. I care about you, but I cannot live your life for you. Your happiness or unhappiness depends upon your actions, not upon my wishes for you. So continuing in this way to connect with the presence of the difficult person, noticing the responses in your own body, heart, and mind. And seeing if you can find the balance point of equanimity. Acknowledging the care and the wisdom that you can't control this person. And if at any point you hit an edge, things get difficult, remembering the mantra ABC, creating a bigger container, making space, perhaps returning to the simplicity of knowing that you're breathing in, knowing that you're breathing out. And then when you feel ready, returning to the option of offering equanimity to to this difficult person. Taking a moment to notice if the near or the far enemies of equanimity may have crept in. Any form of wanting or not wanting, greed or grief, the far enemies. Inviting them to release. Noticing too if there's any kind of indifference or shutting down, blankness or numbness. Coming back to the heart center, connecting with the care that you feel for this person, and re-establishing the phrases. I care about you. Cannot live your life for you. Your happiness or unhappiness depends upon your actions, not upon my wishes for you. Taking a moment now to notice if there may have been any subtle change in the way you're relating now to this difficult person. any slight sense of greater spaciousness or relief, ease, balance, acceptance. All of these are aspects of equanimity. The freedom from wanting, the freedom from not wanting, the freedom that leads all the way to nibbana. All the work that we've done here today bring us closer to realizing our deepest aspirations. Touching freedom, knowing peace. Practice.